You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What up, what up, what up, beautiful people? Listen, we are broadcasting live from London. It's your boy, at Mr. Nate Jackson. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Vine, all of that. Beat Show also got some videos on YouTube. You should check that out, too. I'm sitting here with my special guest.
Who's this guy? Who am I?
From Last Comic Standing, from MTV's Punk, from TV One's Who's Got Jokes. Fucking phenomenal comedian.
Hey, man.
Ronald G.
Call me Ronald G by my slave name. It's just Ron G. What's up, bro?
Man.
Yo, we here, man.
Bro, we're literally in London, though. Like, I'm here. Looking out the window at TK Maxx.
TK Maxx.
Which,
it's
you know.
It's like TJ.
When you get overseas, but man, they be TK. Changing the name of stores you recognize just so that, like, you know, for tax reasons, I guess.
I guess.
So you can go to Walmish, but not Walmart.
Yeah, Church's Chicken is not Church's. It's Church's.
Hilarious.
Church's Chicken.
They got KFC. The chicken is still not real. But we out here, man, and on today's episode, we're going to get into some interesting stuff. Ron says he saw an article on Facebook where somebody in Mississippi got lynched. So we'll talk about that.
Absolutely.
We're also going to talk about the passing of Fife Dog from a tribe called Quest. And then we're also going to talk about our world travels, because it wouldn't be right to broadcast live from London and not address being in London.
You gotta talk about it,
or anywhere else on the planet. You know what I'm saying? So we can start off with that. This is my first time in London. You're 207th. So, tell me about your first time when you popped your London cherry.
This is like my fifth time being here, man. First time was a lot different. I almost got hit by every
Hold
car.
That thing like this for me one time.
Okay. All right. Does that work?
Man, that sounds like a...
Bam, we back. I almost got hit by every car because I looked the wrong direction, you know, because they drive on the
Yeah, they're on the other side of the road, and they ride on the right side of the car.
I know, and I looked the wrong direction, so I almost get hit because I'm looking the way I should, and then I walk into the car incoming traffic, which is always bad. Also, they have foxes here. I hope
like the animal?
Like foxes. Like, hey, we have dogs and cats in the street. They have foxes roaming around the city.
What?
And they're not scared of people. They're not scared of black people. They're not scared of nobody.
Like the fox and the hound, the little orange cat
bro,
dog little animal.
Fantastic Mr. Fox walks around the city. This is the crazy part. When I was first here, bro, there was a fox that got into these people's house and ate their kid.
I'm sorry. What?
Yes.
It ate their baby?
Yeah, because fox hunting was a thing back in the days, and then it became illegal.
Uh-huh.
And so all the foxes moved to the city. And so now it's like an overflow, and they mate like roaches.
So, wow. And so now you can't kill foxes, even though they're everywhere.
I don't think so.
Even after a fox ate a baby, they didn't change the rule.
No.
America don't
but
play
it's
that.
It's too much now. It's too many foxes here to even try to stop.
America don't play that. Fox will be the new Nike that's in.
They hunt black people and foxes.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
there would
true.
Be a...
It's a thing.
A brand
it's
new... Season. The Jordan 11 fox
it's
fur.
Negro season.
Right. Yeah. These would just be wearing a literal fox.
This is authentic, organic. Free trade, free range of Negro right
here. Hilarious. It's not patent leathers. It's actually nigga elbow. That's very funny. So listen, we're going to talk about that. I want to get into that a little bit in depth. But I'm going to go to the first song. The first song is dedicated, called A Tribute to Fife Dog. It's a tribe called Quest.
Hollywood, you playing music too, nigga?
Oh, you know I am.
On the podcast?
Scenario. Let's go.
Now for some new music on your favorite station.
Yourself go, don't sweat what you heard, I act like you know.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe,
back, Bebop rotate the gates.
Contact!
Can I get a hit?
Hit!
Boom, bit with a brother named Tip, and we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North Cackalacka, and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loops for the troops, more bounds to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. To the video, to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
True blues, Scooby-Doo, whoopie-doo, scenarios, radios, rates more than four, scores for the scores, that's mother dance floors, now I go for mine, shades of seashore, ship shape, crust, great, eight the play tapes, takes make breaks, fake for the weight of an
Ella, Ania,
simply just a leader, base in the space means peace, see you later, later,
later,
later, alligator, pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator, so yo, the D, what the O, incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, flat, back, first, fist, foul, fight, 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 laugh, yo, how'd that sound?
Ooh.
It's a leader quest mission and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left cause my right's my good ear.
Yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crime so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test the water, little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell them what I
heard. I heard you rush and rush and attack. Then they rebuked and you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the ear.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact,
boom!
From the cannon, not bragging. Try to reap a mind, just imagine. Vote, can't view, there is necessary. When digging into my library. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do, still like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the grunt, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Change your little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I won't put you in a turban. And have it smelling right, like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, but cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round. The rhythm is in sync, the vibes are on town. Dripping up the sound, just like a Horatio. Yo, observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, my man.
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
You damn right you're listening to The Nate Jackson Show. Again, if you're just tuning in, if you just now saw the link on the Facebook or if you're on natejacksoncomedy.com and you're listening to the widget, this is myself and very special guest from Last Comic Standing, TV One Who's Got Jokes, and MTV's Punk'd, Ron G.
Yeah, man.
Yo, so we're talking great, about talking about world travel. Yeah, yeah, that was Fife Dawg, Tribe Called Quest, Scenario.
Yeah.
We were talking about it, you know, kind of on the break. He was saying that Fife Dawg had the hardest, like he went off
on
Scenario.
That song, him and Busta Rhymes killed that song.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes went nuts. Rah, rah, like a dungeon dragon.
Bo know that. Bo don't know Jack because Bo can't rap. Who says that?
Woo, I don't know. I wonder how bad Bo was or if he was happy. Like, yeah, I'm in a song.
I think he just heard his knee when that song came up.
Then he was pissed.
He was probably pissed.
So we're talking about world travels, right?
Yeah,
I got a story. Since my first time in London, might as well just tell you about Japan.
Let's go.
So, I go to Japan. This is last year.
This was your first time?
No. Last year? I've been to Japan like five times, but this particular story
Show
happened
up.
Last year.
You world traveling.
Nah, it's okay.
He got
stamps. So I go, they take me, like we do all our shows, and then we go out to the club. It's like our night off. They're like, we're going to go out to the club, show you guys how
Was it Okinawa or Camp Fuji?
Okinawa.
Okay.
I mean, the shows were in clubs every night. This was out into the city of Okinawa. Like, we actually seen Asians. Okay. Yeah. All the other shows are like on Marine camp, so you don't see. It's all like American soldiers. No, this was.
I think I know where you're talking
this
about.
This was Okinawa.
Too.
And this was like an old ass black man that had retired owned this club.
Yeah.
And it was all like soldiers and then like just Japanese chicks.
Yeah.
And mind you, this is last year. And the DJ's like, Ficky Ficky, brand new music, and puts on Soulja Boy, you, and they're doing the
last
dance.
Year?
Nigga, it was last year or like maybe it was the year before the trip. The year before,
that was Obama's first
either
term.
Way, this year was 2008 that the song came out. Okay,
it's Obama's so, first term, buddy.
Exactly. So they're in this bitch doing the soon you money lean and ho, watch me lean and watch me run. You, yeah. They were doing the dance. I'm talking about like 60 Asian chicks. Wearing these platform shoes with the toes hanging off the front. Like that Hello was Kitty. The fashion. Getting it in.
Yeah, man.
Doing the Asian electric slide.
Yeah.
And they like black guys.
Yeah. Did you meet the banana lady?
No, but I heard about her.
You heard about the banana lady?
I heard about the banana show.
Did she die? She was dead when you went, right?
I don't know.
She died last year, I think.
She gone then. I missed it.
You don't know about banana lady?
No, I heard the legend of the banana lady.
Yeah, banana lady's a thing.
And ping pong balls. And liquor.
I don't know about that. I just know about the banana.
We don't have to, like.
I saw the banana.
We say, you did see it?
I saw the banana.
So how does it work? She puts a whole banana in there.
I don't want to talk about it. And pulls it out peeled. I saw the banana.
Okay, well,
I'll. She cut the banana without a knife.
She was, oh, she screwed up a little dollop. She's like yeah, so there's this lady that does the show. Like, she's world renowned for
the banana lady. It's like the banana thing, in like, and snipping in LA up. You have to see Roscoe's.
You gotta banana see the banana lady. And there's one particular woman, and she also takes like liquor bottles and then like twists the caps off, or beer bottles, and pops the lid off, and then yeah. She can like. But people be doing some wild shit.
So that's the thing. I think she died and her daughter took over, so now it's like
Banana Girl.
Banana Girl Jr.
Like, she bad?
I don't know. I never met her.
If I go back, I'm going to that.
You have to go.
Because Banana Lady was like 65.
She was early 200s.
Hilarious. She was definitely older shit.
Yeah,
she would take her coochie out and then put stuff in it that you would never imagine. Yeah. I heard people back in the... I heard she stopped doing this, but I heard she would like pour a beer inside of herself.
Yeah?
And soldiers were drinking that shit out of her.
I believe it.
That's what I heard.
I believe it.
That's some Tijuana shit telling to me.
Yeah.
What happened to you? You said you had a story from Japan.
Yo, so this is the crazy part. So, first time I went out, it was me and Deshaun Ross, another comedian.
Okay.
And during the club there, they have dance breaks.
Okay.
So, it's regular club. They stop and have a dance break. So, a crew came up, and it was a bunch of girls dancing, and one of them was like Beyonce. She was like the Beyonce.
Look like Beyonce?
No, she was like the Beyonce of the crew. She was the one.
She was
most
the leader. Okay.
She like she was the spokesperson for the crew or whatever. And her and I made contact, and she saw that I was dancing before that, and she was dancing. Man, when she was done, we tried to talk to each other, and we were both talking, but neither one of us could translate.
Right.
And her friend was like, "My friend likes you," and I was like, "Tell your friend I like her." And it was an awkward moment because we liked each other, but we didn't know how to say it. But we spoke through dance and love. We did. And then I almost got into a fight and I left.
How does a woman show you she loves you through dance?
With her eyes. She said in Japanese, I like you, black boy. I enjoy the way you dance. Throw your pelvis on me for 3 songs and then we'll figure it out.
Okay.
That's what in her eyes, I felt like she said that.
So basically, you got hard on her butt. She was like, you got a little necks too close. Feeling little.
Little medium on her. I got medium swole on her.
You hit a 7 on her. this nigga went from she went black
five,
and mild on her. She was like,
five,
oh, you like
89 octane on her.
That's I what did. They say. A hard dick is the best compliment a man can give a woman. He ain't got to say nothing.
Hello.
Right. Is it this dick you're looking for? This is funny because I cuss and you don't. So I'm just having fun.
I know, right?
So if you want to cuss, just set it up, and I'll throw in the cuss words you need.
My laughter fills in the blanks. I wanted to give her the
motherfucking dick.
Throw pelvis.
That was all of it, actually. I wanted to give her the motherfucking dick.
You fill in the blanks. That's pretty hilarious.
I like that.
Yeah,
so,
and that was you said 5th time in Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the last country you've been to?
Most recently, Qatar. So
where is Qatar?
Qatar is in the Middle East. Like, you've heard of Abu Dhabi and Bahrain, like the two really rich, rich. Well, this is like the third one that no one gets around to.
Is it like, I was told that's where they go to sin at?
No, that's
Dubai.
That's Dubai.
Dubai and Abu Dhabi was the second one or something like that.
Yeah, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Bahrain. And Bahrain is relevant because we have military installations there.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's where you just see like the wild money, like completely 24 karat gold Ferraris
gold
and stuff like that.
Stuff like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
But Qatar is just, it's rich as well. Like, they have oil money.
Or is it very liberal?
It's both.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're conservative about their particular beliefs, but as far as other people's beliefs, you're welcome to come.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're dead smack dab in the middle of the Middle East. Like,
yeah,
they should be Middle Eastern mentality.
Yeah.
But their Western mentality, even though they're dead in the middle.
So you'll find a KFC.
So what they did was,
it's to a mosque or something.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, or in one. Like, it's ridiculous. So they sold space on their military base to America and other allied forces for, I think it was 100 years for $1. And so we have a major, that's our
100 years for $1.
For $1. They're just like, we have to sell it for something because this is how deal? They're not allowed to just give away for free. That's against their traditions or whatever. Yeah. But they're like, for $1, y'all can be here for 100 years. They need us there to protect them.
The presence, yeah, yeah.
So that's where we leave from. That's where we bomb from. That's where everything is from.
Yeah, yeah.
Is in Qatar.
Yeah.
And it's no joke. Like, it's everybody's there. Man. Everyone that is on America's side,
yeah,
they're all there.
So when you were there, did you perform for the military? Is that what it was?
We did. We performed there for...
What was the climate there, like, with the people? Like, were they... Because I've done some military bases, and, like, you can just tell they just want a breath of fresh air. They want to breathe, and, you know, it's very intense. So was it the kind of laid back and chill and everybody having a good time? Like, what was the climate like with the soldiers?
Yeah, they were real chill, but they were, like... That's the thing. I've noticed what you're talking about. Like, in all my trips to, like, Japan, it's been different climates on different trips.
Yeah.
Like, they either just got back from war, or they're just about to go to war, or we're not at war.
Like,
but
Fuji, they was fresh out of basic, so they was missing their parents. I'm doing relationship.
Right.
I see tears in their eyes, and I'm like, let me not do relationship material.
So I did it one time around then another time I did it, they were literally going to, they were going to war. They were going to go into active duty, like active fight, active confrontation in the next 8 days.
Man.
And they were laughing so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was like, this might be our last laugh.
Yeah.
And that's what made it kind of eerie. Like, it was a great show, but at the end it was like,
when that laugh died down, you're like, ugh. How did it make you feel to be able to go over there and share your gift to people who you know needed this, protecting our country? How did it make you feel?
Well, I mean, I think you and I both, we're talented. We God put us here to hear the world through laughter.
Yeah, yeah.
So
but
when
that's
you're,
a certain niche that I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like they deserve that kind of laugh, man, because it's a very intense environment. That's what I'm saying. So, like, for you to be able to go and break into that environment and share your gift, how did that make you feel?
Refreshing.
Yeah.
One.
Because every show is not the same to me. Like, some crowds,
they're not.
You know,
all shows aren't created equal.
Some crowd, you know, need it, and some are like, you know.
This, I mean, you have to understand, it was like giving water to someone who just finished camping in the desert. Like, they were, it was like, how you guys doing?
Yeah.
Wow, he said, how you guys doing? Like, because, you know, they were about to go into an active confrontation. Like, so it was very fulfilling.
Yeah, because, like, LA, I feel like comedy is not necessarily appreciated because
it's taken for granted.
Everybody's there.
Exactly.
It's almost like as a comic, you have to leave LA to feel
appreciated.
Yeah, you have to leave LA to become famous, and you have to come to LA to become famous, and you leave LA and you feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you something. In Wisconsin, I'm Kevin Hart Jr.
Yeah.
In London, I'm a thing here. Like, I love London, man. It's like my fifth time coming here. I just performed at the O2 Center. O2
nice.
Center is like Staples Center.
Right,
in
right.
LA.
Yeah, it's, I've seen music groups perform there.
Yeah, and I had
Kevin did it.
Yeah, and I headlined at the O2 Center, which is a great deal for me. So I love this place, man.
So the O2 Center, what is that seat?
There's two rooms.
Okay.
There's a huge, like,
there's one that, like, the Beatles would play.
Yeah, and then there's another room, like,
that must have been where you were, because I never heard about the second
one.
It
still was a lot of
people. So it was like the annex.
It was
5,000 people? It's like, this is a real
deal. I think so, but it was a lot of people there. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
Like, it was up.
And is that the promoter that we're out here with right now?
It was balcony up top, and then it was down at the bottom. And, you know, you couldn't.
So these shows finna be lit, is what you're saying?
Bro, this show's gonna be amazing. And this place called Hideaways was where we performing at on Sunday.
Yeah.
I performed it twice already. It's awesome, man. It's just good, good folks, man. It's like a real good snapshot of what London people are like.
Just give you a little taste of the whole concept.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Those good folks too.
I'm super with that. I'm excited, man.
Bro, I'm happy, man.
I'm excited to see the interaction between, like, the cultural interaction, because, like, when I was riding here, I seen, like, a couple niggas on the side of the road walking, and I asked the girl who picked me up from the airport, like, do y'all say nigga here? She's like, no, not really. We just say black people. And I was like, that's hella syllables. Them's niggas.
They say bruv. What's up, bruv?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They say a lot of stuff different.
Bruv.
Bruv.
They use proper form of everything.
A fag. Cigarette. That's a cigarette.
Yeah.
If like they say I'm
the
just...
baby, what is it? A baby stroller? They say carriage. Like, they'll use the proper form of
everything. Well, I know if they say that they had to... If they're fucking with you, they say, oh, I took a piss.
Yeah.
Oh, I just took a piss, bro. Don't worry.
Yeah. And waste man is the worst thing you can call somebody.
A what?
Waste man.
Waste man?
Yeah, like waste man.
Like literally like you're a garbage man?
I guess, but it's the worst thing you can call somebody.
Who says that during a roast off?
I guess.
But like your mama, my mama. Yeah. Like you a trash truck driving.
Waste man.
That's funny. That's very funny. So listen, I want to know if you guys have a story from around the world. That kind of opens it up pretty broad. But who's traveled? Where'd you go? And what did you notice that was different? Hit us up. 818-575.
If you don't have a passport, don't be calling with your local stories.
Like, yeah, don't be like, I went to Miami.
Some stamps.
No, I'm talking about
Tijuana. No, Tijuana don't count.
More than a 5-hour flight somewhere. What did you experience?
Customs.
Yeah, passport was required. What did you notice? What did you recognize? What was crazy? Were you in a fight? Did a gay dude try to holler at you? What happened?
Stupid.
818-575-6993. It's 818-575-69, like the position, 93. And I'm going to go to a song. And
we're going to tell you about these foxes, too, when we come back.
Yeah, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the foxes. And we're also going to talk, since we're talking about the cultural differences somewhere, we're going to talk about what we heard happen in Mississippi. It's not good. But here we go.
Now for some new music on your favorite station.
That bitch there a dope knob, nigga, we all get a turn. Fuck you catching feelings for me when your ass will learn. That pussy community,
we got London on the
community.
While you be all in the DM, nigga, she be all in my BM, nigga. You be all in your feelings about it like when I see him. I'ma kill this nigga, I'm on three-way like, you hear this nigga? I should take the bitch back and clip the nigga. Pussy make him not pay attention, you punk bitch. Go with this nigga. Throw bands, bitch, these hoes love me. I fuck a bad bitch, then she ugly. Put the pussy in recovery. I'm like, now what you think of me? Niggas going out just to talk to these hoes. Blowing big bank bros on clothes. Now they wonder where the money is. Yeah, the motherfucking money that they had for the re-up gone. I don't do no stalking. I don't cup no hoes. Tell a bitch keep walk, keep up. I don't do much talking. Right now I'm flossing. I do this often. Got a flex on a bitch. Tag team, I got necks on the bitch.
I
ain't stressing the bitch. But every now and then I blow a check on a bitch. Drop that whole bag off of the hood. Too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. Too rich for the bitch. Drop that whole bag off at that club. I'm too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. Now do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Now do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it. Do it, baby. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Shorty playing, she lame for that. She ain't have to put a nigga name in that. Beefing over these bitches, not me. Nah, nigga, I ain't came for that. We don't talk on no pillows, nigga. We brought all these bitches with us. You act like you got all the hoes, but all I see is niggas with you. She don't like when you pulling on her. She like me, I'm pulling up. I act like I don't want her. You act like you can't get enough. That bitch did like dope boys. If you got money, she gone for it. I drank that hoe, her head so good, she gon' have you there like, oh lord. All this time you ain't knowin', I done bought her shit you can't afford. She take pictures with your money, but you tell her she can't throw it. All you niggas, don't panic, I'm just tryna understand it. I must take these hoes for granted. Are you niggas just so romantic? Drop that hoe back off of the hood, too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. Too rich for the bitch. Drop that hoe back off at that club. I'm too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. Now do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it. Do it, baby. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Now do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it. Do it, baby. Do it. Yeah, yeah.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
24 Life app from 24 Hour Fitness is America's hottest new fitness and health magazine, bringing you the training secrets of the fitness leaders and the latest workouts with video instructions. World-class training advice coming from the world's top exercise scientists. 24 Life's recipes not only taste good, they're good for you. And in its lifestyle pages, 24 Life shows you how to look great and enjoy the rewards of your hard work in the gym. 24 Life app. Get it free for your smartphone or tablet from the App Store and Google Play.
Bap, there it is. Again, it's your boy, Mr. Nate Jackson. It's the Nate Jackson Show, and I'm sitting here with special guest Ron G.
Me and Ron G in the building.
So, Ron, you were telling me about these foxes.
Dude, do you know that in London they have a surplus of foxes roaming the city?
Like, okay. Like, if I'm driving and I see, like, a pasture, I'll look over and see a fox?
Not a pasture. We're talking about, like, coming out of a KFC, you might see a fox walking down the street.
On concrete.
Like a real fox. Like, Fantastic Mr. Fox. Like, I've only seen foxes in cartoons. I never knew they, like, I never seen one up close until the last time I came.
And they're not even sneaking? They're just like, what up, dude?
And they're not scared of people either, so it's uncomfortable. Like how you see a cat walking down the street,
right?
You see a fox. Bro, like, I remember one time I stayed with my homie, and I was trying to go to the store to get some, like, water or whatever. And it was late at night, and I was coming back down the street, and there was a fox in the middle of the street, and he would not move. And I'm like, and he was making this noise like, ooh, 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 ooh. But he looking me in my eyes, not blinking, like, ooh.
Wait,
ooh,
ooh, ooh, what ooh, the fox say? Ooh. What does the fox say?
Dude, I promise you, I jumped at him and he jumped back at me. I was like, ooh, ooh.
Nigga, that was hysterical.
I'm so serious, bro. Like, I, you'll see them at night and they come out to eat trash and stuff like that, too. They like raccoons in the States.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen a fox so close until last time I got here.
Well, I guess I'm going to see one now.
You might.
I tell you what is a lot more of than I thought.
What's that?
Indian people. Not that there are raccoons or anything. I'm not trying to equate those two things. But I just looked out the window, and there is a lot of people of Indian descent.
Yeah,
like,
man. They're called Asians here.
No. There's Asians here, too.
No, but they're called Asians here.
They call them Asians?
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Punjab.
Oh, yeah, Punjabi. So there's, like, not, like, I thought it was going to be almost 100% white people. Like, this is where white people are made. This is where they're from.
Yeah, these are organic.
This is where they were in castles and, yeah, like.
And slave money came here.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything does feel old, though. It's that's for sure.
Old. Like, did you notice how small everything is?
Yeah, all the houses are tiny. Did you see how many cars they have in one, like, the front yard?
Yeah, yeah, everything is tiny.
Listen,
dude.
Guys, there's, like, 9 cars in the front yard the size of a 2-car garage. And the yard is lined in a brick. Everybody's yards are brick, have brick walls. So to get in and out, they have to risk scraping, tapping, and dinging up their cars every single time.
Bro, the largest car here is a Civic.
Yeah. I saw, every car is really small.
You may never see a SUV. It makes no sense to have an SUV here.
At all.
You get clowned for having an SUV here.
Yeah, but I saw
one. Unless you're, like,
one.
Rich and just want one.
I saw one.
Did you?
Yeah, it was just, the dude was just coming down the road.
Yeah, you don't see many of them, though.
Mm-mm, not at all. I could see that. The parking spots don't even support it. Like, what our spots would be compact back home, all of them are that here.
Yeah. Could you see yourself trying to drive here?
I'm going to be honest with you. I was riding shotgun, which is on the driver's side for us.
Yeah.
Not driving. And there was a couple turns and a couple, like, abrupt stops.
Yeah.
That I was like, I was straight, I squeezed my booty. Like, I'm not going to lie, like, to you. Like, they were merging from the left. And usually, merging traffic ain't just coming at your side of your face like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a whole passenger seat or whatever on the right before you see a merge. This car, side view mirror was like dead. I was like, yo! She was like, what's wrong? I'm like, what do you mean what's wrong? Never mind. This is normal for you. This is normal.
0.04 ounces of pee came out.
For sure.
Yeah, it messed me up. I don't necessarily like sitting in the front seat here. I'd rather sit in the back. Chill and relax. Because the curves are real small and people drive extra
tight
fast.
Tight curves, a lot weird. Of roundabouts. Yeah. And that's weird to go around a roundabout clockwise. Go around a roundabout clockwise and you exit to the left.
Yeah, man.
Like that. And so people are just pulling in on you.
Yeah. We got to get you on a train too, man. I'm going to try to get on the train today.
I'm down to run a train. They got hoes out here? Oh, you mean like transportation?
I mean transportation. This is actually where I learned how to ride public transportation here.
I'm trying to go see Big Ben, and I want to Snapchat with the niggas that don't move.
What?
They got the niggas that don't move.
Oh, you can't even get to them. That's at Buckingham Palace. The guards at Buckingham Palace.
Why we can't get there?
Because it's a large gate going around the palace, and it's like at least 40 feet before they use metric system, so it's like kilometers.
Right. Well, then how come people always have videos and pictures?
It's a long time ago. You've never seen them close to one now.
Really? You
see them through the fence. Yes, absolutely.
There's got to be a part of the fence that, like, you can see one.
Nope. It's a huge fence. I can show you the fence. It's like a big roundabout.
Okay, right.
And there's a fence, and then there's, like, a long walkway, and then it's Buckingham Palace.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's where the queen lives?
That's where the queen lives. And I think it's something to let you know if she's home or not. I forgot what it is, like a light or something that's on.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I think where the guards stand, you can tell where she is.
What?
Whether she's home or not.
That can't be safe.
That can't be safe.
Like, in case you were wondering if the queen was here, the light's on. Like, this bitch is a Krispy Kreme.
A room light is on?
Right. Like, she's hot and ready. But I wanted to do that. I wanted to go out there and tell, like, three jokes to one of them niggas, see if I can get one to crack.
They won't.
Man, shit, if I do slave feet, nigga, one might at least smirk. If I hit him with a good one. I heard if you touch him, you're under arrest.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't fool with that. Black Lives Matter. I would not fool with that.
Man, I want to do it. They said the only thing they do is blink. That's it. They don't look left or right. And there's supposed to be so many of them that they don't have to look left or right. Like, there's...
No, it's not that many. It's like one or two outside the door. You'll see them.
Really? And they got the big furry hat on and everything?
Yep. Just like on TV, dude.
I wonder why the...
You sound like such a tourist right now. That's funny.
I am such a tourist. I'm looking... I don't recognize any of the stores. Like, that's the craziest thing. Like... She Runs, He Runs is a shoe store here, and it's very popular.
Yeah.
Okay. SportsDirect.com.
A lot of things don't translate.
Huh?
A lot of things don't translate. Because it's like New York City, you don't see a lot of large chains, except for like a KFC or a McDonald's.
What's that? Mead? Something Mead?
Huh?
It's kind of like Walgreens or CVS?
No clue.
There's a store in New York. It's on almost on every corner.
Meads?
Dwayne Reed.
Dwayne Reed, there you go.
Everywhere. And yeah, I go anywhere else and I don't see Dwayne Reed's.
Yeah. Dwayne died when he left New York.
Hilarious. So
literally.
Was he a black man?
I don't know.
So they have, so I just went to the store to buy an adapter for my laptop cord. And the way that you shop at this particular store is you go in and there's kiosks with their entire catalog on the kiosk. You search for it, you put everything in the cart. And then you go wait in line. Then when you come up to the front, they ask you for the receipt that came out of the machine. And they go up to the shelves where somebody has been grabbing inventory. And
trust
they push
issues.
Your cart.
Trust
and they
issues.
Just come up with it. And then you can swipe there and leave with your stuff.
That's funny.
But there's no inventory on the floor. Their theft has to be like zero.
How'd that make you feel?
I mean, I didn't care. I waited anyway. I was like, somebody gonna talk to me. I'm not finna just shop with this iPad.
That felt like when I went to a restaurant and they made me pay for my food before they brought it out. I'm like, that's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, but...
Because I don't know what my service is like.
That's not that bad.
Yeah? At a sit-down restaurant?
That's only bad if everyone else is getting their receipts at the end. They just walked up to you up front like, we know you're going to try.
Bro, at a sit-down restaurant?
It's possible.
So you take your old lady to a nice restaurant. You dressed up.
Yeah.
And they were like, I like the steak and the lobster, please. And they were like, that'd be $2,000. We need that now before we start cooking.
Why would it be $2,000?
Don't mess my joke up with your facts, Nate.
No, it worked. Right. It's just like, what kind of steak? Like, you messed your joke up with
we
the
don't,
facts.
We don't trust.
That'd be $2,000.
Yeah.
Nigga.
We don't trust you.
Is it a steak? Is it a lobster cow? Like, why is it $2,000? This is a rare species of lobster.
We have no inventory on the floor. We have to go kill it ourselves.
That's very funny. Okay, so my show's quick, man. We get it in.
Are we almost done?
There's 10 minutes.
Left?
10 minutes left.
You're lying. That was only one topic. That was traveling.
Nah, we talked about traveling.
And foxes.
We talked about traveling.
And your
and foxes.
Adapter.
And adapter. And we're going to talk about Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's not enough time to talk about Mississippi. 10 minutes is not enough time.
Well, we can go over.
Okay. We can do Cliff Notes.
What are you saying happened, though?
Bro, I was on my Facebook feed today.
Yeah.
And a video popped up from CNN saying, a man was hung in Mississippi. And I'll give you the exact statement. It says, black man found hanging from tree in Mississippi. FBI Justice Department investigating the case. And this is this year.
I can't find it. I knew that the last documented lynching was James Burt Jr. in Jasper, Texas.
No, Negro. That
Mississippi
was
when you yesterday. Got it back, huh?
That was yesterday in Mississippi. Hung. No evidence, no suspects, no nothing.
And Mississippi has to be the worst state in the union for race relations.
Oh, yeah. That's an All Lives Matter state.
All Lives Matter state?
That's an All Lives Matter state.
What does that mean?
Meaning when black people complain about injustice, mm-hmm. they don't want to hear it, and they override it by saying, throwing out a big joker by saying, All Lives Matter. It's not just black people.
I've seen clearly that. You see something I just happen. Never heard somebody refer to it as a state.
That's my terminology. It's a Ron G-ism. That's what we're doing, Nate. Don't mess my joke up with your facts again.
I'm not going to mess it up. Okay. But I understand taking your name and putting ism at the end, but when the letter is G, it sounds nasty.
Hilarious.
It sounds like jism.
No, it's not jism.
It's Ron G-ism.
It's a space like... than ism. No, man, but like it kind of got me upset because I'm a Southern boy too, raised in the South, and I was around.
Watch out! I'm about to have a Ron G-ism.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't sound nasty. Like,
you stupid. No, but just being raised around that kind of culture and climate, and just to know that, you know, having a black president, like I was born in South Carolina, which is where the flag just came down last year. The
man,
Confederate
no,
flag.
Somebody went up and got it down last year,
and they went to jail, and they made the black security guard get the person down, which was so disrespectful. But at the same time, the flag was still flying. People saying it's their culture, but you have to realize two different cultures occupied the same space at the same time. So it can't be one person's culture if it offended somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You can't dismiss that. And I don't know, man. It just sucks because I'm seeing like articles of kids. This kid killed a dog, man. He killed an old police dog, and we got 23 years for it.
23 years for kicking a dog.
He killed a police dog.
Yeah.
And he got 23 years. Kid.
He deserves some time, but 23 years is ridiculous.
But he's a teenager. Like, that's what teenagers do. They do dumb stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
You can't give him more time than the dog was going to live in the first place.
No, my point is, people have killed human beings and got no time. Cops have killed people and got zero time. But if you kill a dog, warranted or not, you get 25 years.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We got a discrepancy.
Yeah.
But why are they still lynching people?
I don't know, bro.
Like, what?
I don't know. Who got that kind of time?
I don't understand why the feds aren't involved. You said there's no witnesses.
No witnesses. No nothing.
Who found him? Just somebody
I don't know.
On a job?
He got hung by a sheet, too. It was a sheet.
A sheet.
Yeah. Disrespectful.
Sounds like the KKK to me. I don't know why it's always Mississippi. Like, when I was in Mississippi, I did Hattiesburg and Jackson.
Yeah.
My head was on a swivel.
Was it?
Yeah, man. I don't need that tension. There's a lot of racial tension.
Yeah, it's nothing worse than traveling, going to a town, everybody hates you. You're the only person that don't know it.
Exactly.
Because I always look at the Negro to pickup truck ratio. It's very important.
Yeah.
You see more pickup trucks than black people or Negroes, you probably don't want to be there.
Not for too long.
Yeah.
Because somebody's on the phone like, we got two down here now. Trying to be social.
He's out here reading too.
What's the most racist thing you've ever encountered? Personally.
Man, I've had people call me N-word at a gas station. I did a comedy show in Dothan. It was Northern Georgia. And I remember performing there. And I got off stage. And this white guy was like, man, I knew you were something. You had a... He had a little extra pep in your step. I've never seen a black person like you out here. He said, pep in your step.
In other words, the way you carried yourself wasn't that, like the
with
other
confidence.
Blacks. You can see that confidence, though. Like,
and a black dude came out of the kitchen and looked at me kind of weird. Like, how did I know about this place?
Really?
It was awkward. Yeah, it was awkward as heck.
So, I have a story from when I was a kid. I was in Washington and had one of the most racist things happen to me. So, I was visiting my sister, me and my parents. And I was a little kid. And now I got bored and I went outside to go play and got out there and there was a bunch of kids playing baseball in the cul-de-sac next door. There was a neighborhood next door to these apartments, you know, behind it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I went through the fence. And I said, can I play? And they were like, yeah, come on, go through the hole in the fence. I went through the hole in the fence and went over there and we were playing for a minute. And then I think I hit a home run or something. Something good happened, but we all celebrated, and the kid was like, man, you're awesome, man. I didn't know black guys were cool like this. And I was like,
what?
Yeah, but mind you, I'm a little kid, so I'm like, what? Like, he's making the separation, not me. So I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, man, I didn't know. I got jokes about black guys. And I was like, you got a joke
Did
about black
hear
people?
Them?
All right, tell your joke. So, right? So he's like, he says there's a car in the street going across the street, and there's a black person in the road. And the guy revs his engine, and his car says, run. Run, nigga, 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 nigga. Run, nigga, 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 nigga. I'm a little kid. So I was like,
what the heck?
We're all little kids. I was like, what? Where did you hear that bullshit from? He's like, my brother told me that joke. And I was like, I got a joke. He's like, what's yours? And I was like, all right, so there's a black man driving a cart with a donkey. And he's on the side of a mountain, one of those little thin paths. And he's coming around the corner, and there's a white guy coming towards him. And the black guy clicks his heels on the donkey, and the donkey says, honky. Mm-hmm. That's all I said back. I just made it up on the spot. Mind you, it doesn't have to be funny now, but as like a 10-year-old kid, like this is like, that's oh, like the other white kid's like, damn. Almost as if on cue, like this pickup truck pulls up with like a rifle in the back and mm-hmm. the Confederate flag. And all this stuff pulls up to the house, and Skinhead gets out the car, and he's like, the fuck you guys doing? Why are you talking to that, you know?
Yeah.
Talk to that little coon. Think you call me a little coon.
Yeah, baby coon.
And the little white kid was like, yo, you gotta go, man. Like, you should get out of here. I was like, I bet. So I started walking. He's like, where the fuck you going, little coon?
What?
He chasing me. I squeezed through the fence that I had snuck through to go play baseball.
Yeah.
And he's stuck on the other side like, oh, you lucky motherfucker.
Oh, man.
You black lucky motherfucker. Like that.
And this is in Washington.
It's in Washington State. They weren't from there, though. So I go to the door of our sisters, knock on it. They open it. I come in. I'm like, oh, my God, I just got called a little coon and also told that a car engine sounds like a run, nigga, nigga. My dad's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
My mom's like, what are you gonna do? My dad does not play that shit. This dude went and got strapped up and then went to next door to go have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Strap for safety conversation for we're gonna talk.
Yeah.
You know? But apparently like kids were inside the house by then and the big brother, whoever that was, Skinhead had already left.
Oh man. Yeah, my dad like that too.
It was like, but it was like a 10-minute walk from where I mean, you know, you had to walk all the way around the back of a complex, sneak through the fence. And then down to the
man,
end of the cul-de-sac. So, yeah, that was my first encounter with somebody just being like, you know, you coon, you jigaboo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, for what? That was my first
Have you ever been racially profiled or pulled out the car for no reason?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was standing in the grocery store parking lot across the street from my house playing Candy Crush and smoking Newports. And a cop pulled up on me and demanded that I gave him ID. I said, I live right there. He said, why aren't you right there then? I said, because I don't want to smoke Newports at my parents' house. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. that's not. I don't think it's cool for my parents to see me smoking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still quitting. I haven't quit yet, but I've slowed down like a tremendous amount. I've quit before, but
yeah,
while that was kind of stressful, so I was like, let me go get a pack.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just rolled up on me, profiled the shit out of me, demanded ID, and I'm like, you don't have probable cause. He's like, I need ID, and I was like, you know what? Just to prove you wrong, I'm gonna give you my ID. But if you're wrong, you gotta apologize. He was like, fine. Ran my ID and found some shit.
Did he?
Did he? I was like, fuck. Just walked over to his car and got in.
Oh, so you got taken off.
Yeah, but what makes it ironic is what came up on the thing was the cell phone, talking on the cell phone ticket from 3 years before that I thought I had paid off. And he's the exact same cop who issued me that.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
You're so lying. Like,
bro, you're the cop. Davy Jones, you're the cop. You're the cop that gave me the driving ticket. He was like, you can't have a warrant for a driving ticket. I said, I thought I paid it off. Apparently, I didn't. So what I have a warrant for is that remaining balance. I said, and you are the cop that did it. He called in. He was like, dispatch, who's the issuing officer on the such and such ticket? They're like, Officer Jones, you? He's like, oh, young brother, I'm sorry. But now that I called it in, you gotta go to jail. I was like, yeah, damn.
Talk about a bad day.
Tell me to jail for the night,
if
man.
That ain't God telling you to stop smoking. I don't know what that is.
I think it was God telling me to stay off Candy Crush. I think it was God telling me to stay off that parking lot. I think it was God telling me we need change in probable cause law so that the cop can't just run up on you for just being black and in a parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And the grocery store is open.
He's telling you not to smoke anymore.
Why is that what you hear?
I'm pretty sure that's what guys say.
That's what you hear?
Because if you didn't smoke, you'd be in the house.
I've quit smoking before with the intention of never smoking again.
That moment would have never happened if you stopped smoking.
And shit still goes down. That's why you smoke. You don't smoke, and then shit pops off, and then you're like, man, I got stressed.
And after that moment, you need a cigarette. You're like, you know what? I need to smoke.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
Stressed out.
Yeah. All right, man, give me my phone. So, what about you? You ever had something like that happen?
Yeah, I actually had a Welcome to LA moment. Me and Byron Bowers.
Okay. Byron talking ass. You probably almost got tased.
We were going to the J Spot Comedy Club in Manchester. It's less than 5 minutes from my house. On our way there, cops pulled us over, said, get out the car. Hands behind our head. Let me see your ID. They said we look like we have, we fit the description of somebody. And I'm like, in front of the comedy club that I'm hosting. And people are walking into the club looking at, like, isn't that the host? While the cops got my hands behind my head.
What?
Yeah, man. It was embarrassing, dude. And then I was in the passenger seat, and they still made me get up.
Wow, that's not even legal.
And I was there for a long time, too, just in front of the comedy club.
We almost all got arrested like that fucking with Chaz. Chaz, GB with Tony Baker.
Yeah.
Chaz, it's like Mike Tyson.
I know you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, we were over by Marty's, the comedy. Yeah, yeah, it's like a comedy workout room. You pay $5 and go up all night or whatever. And stopped by there, and we were standing outside chilling. And two cop cars came swooping up, saying that they were looking for somebody that fit the description of like half of us. I think it was me, Tony Baker, Lulu, and Chaz. Chaz was face down on the sidewalk, handcuffed, hogtied.
They handcuffed Chaz?
And then they were talking to the rest of us and telling us not to film and shit like that. It's crazy.
It's terrible, dude.
I don't understand, but I mean, That's probable cause, and you know, maybe they did actually have somebody who fit the description, and it was a group of us in there, so maybe that's that. But
the group part, they messed them up.
Like, I don't know what it is, but what gets me is Mississippi again. Yeah. Like, to go back to, I mean, they have a history. I mean, that's Emmett Till. They have a history. Mississippi.
Emmett Till was Mississippi.
I believe so, man. It is not safe there.
Yeah, it's not a brother friendly state.
Yeah, so we'll move on from that. I'm going to play a song. I think during the show, at the time we are right now in London, it's so early in the States that where we'd normally have probably 20 callers by now, I don't think I'm getting any. Not only that, I don't know. Maybe Skype is just not set up to work from here. I know it's worldwide, but I think I may have to put like, yo, I'm in London, so let calls come through. I don't know. But I'm going to play a song, and when we get back,
is it a ratchet song?
Okay. Do you want it to be a ratchet song? We got some options.
I'm kind of feeling like we should do Kendrick Lamar. We're going to be all right.
Oh, I have to...
Timely. Do you not have that?
No, I don't have that.
Okay, cool. Let's go with ratchet.
You wanted to literally bring
the people
together. That was
a heavy topic. I was trying to uplift the people for a second.
I see what you're saying. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Since I don't have that, we'll just bump this new Fat Joe that everybody...
Fat Joe is back?
Man, you listen to it and tell me yourself.
I'll let you know.
Let's go.
Now for some new music on your favorite station.
This is exclusive.
Go. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you need?
What you need?
My niggas run the game, we ain't never leave.
Never leave.
Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep.
Never sleep.
You got V12, I got 12 V's. Got bottles, got weed, got molly.
I'm all the way
shorty,
up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Need.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Hey.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
And Rolexes, kicked the bitch out the room and gave her no breakfast. Had to stash the jewels, these bitches so reckless. Keep my hoes
shoes, I'm talking naughty uptown, showing off for new things. Couldn't take it all, so I gave her un ching. She called me top shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings. And I'm all the way up, and you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up.
A bigger house, ain't have a girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel Croc bag, shit ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan Birkin, cocaine lit it up. Pop shit, I hit him up, I'm talking color money. Purple yin and blue germ, I got brown lira. I ain't talking about Ross, bitch, I'm that nigga on Viagra dick. That means I'm all the way up, and you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high, hop in the helicopter, Uber. Go all the way up. Go all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need?
What you need?
My Knicks run the game. We ain't never leave.
Never leave.
Counting up this money. We ain't never sleep.
Never sleep.
You got V12. I got 12 V's. Got bottles. Got weed. Got molly.
I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. 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 Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Hey, it's your girl Sherelle Patrice, and this is the Nate Jackson Show, so make sure you tune in and listen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Listen.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
If you heard the show now, dope. If you're going to hear the show later, that's even doper. Check it out on iTunes. Listen. We're in London, and the sun is setting. It's 6:06 p.m. here.
We're in the future right now.
We are 7 hours ahead.
Eight hours. 8 hours ahead.
You sure? Probably. Yeah. No, it's 11 a.m. 11 a.m. and it's 6 here. So we're seven hours ahead of the West Coast, where I announced that we were going to be in Pacific time. So... Ron, tell them where they can find you on social media.
Okay, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, and Snapchat. Comedian Ron G. Comedian R-O-N-G. Comedian Ron. That's it. And if you're in LA, you can find me at the World Famous Laugh Factory every Sunday, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. I hope you heard that. You can follow me Instagram, Periscope, Snapchat, and everything. Comedian R-O-N-G. Comedian R-O-N-G. And like I said, every Sunday night, Laugh Factory, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock show. I won't be there this Sunday because I will be in London. But I'll be back next week.
Make sure you actually follow him. I don't want you to have just heard that and let it be something that passed by. I want you to go
Comedian
on your phone.
Ron G. Comedian R-O-N-N-G. There it is.
And then you can follow me if you aren't already. I imagine you are considering you're listening to the show. But if you aren't, make sure you are on all the networks. It's all at Mr. Nate Jackson. Listen, I'm full and I'm tired. We'll be back.
Him sleepy.
Yeah. And Ron's dropping the mic like it's a thumpin'. So, yeah. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all.
You need rest so you can be great tomorrow, Nate.
Yeah, because listen, let me be really real with y'all. So, the flight was 10 hours and I got a middle seat and I couldn't, like, relax.
You woke up on somebody's shoulder?
No, but this lady from Finland was on mine.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was on my left shoulder. And then her husband was seated behind her on the window. And every time he wanted to talk to her, he had to lean forward and talk to her during the crack between my left ear and her head. Oh, it was, you know. So 10 hours of that. So I'm a little sleepy. I'm gonna take me a good nap. We gonna take London and really rock out, man. I'm enjoying my experience here so far. I got some jerk chicken, macaroni and cheese, and some I don't know if it's called jerk rice, but I got some Jamaican brown rice.
Rice and peas, bro.
That's what I got. I got rice and peas, and that's all been bomb. I've been eating Gushers, and I'm feeling good. So with that said, thank y'all for tuning in. Until the next time.
Thank you, people.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening to The Nate Jackson Show.